You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Alcoholism hits close to home for commentator Brian O'Nunoin. Today, he explores the emotional hardship and how it seems to have so many tie-ins to the greater world around him.
And a very good morning to you all. I was telling you recently about reading Harry Potter to the children and how much I really enjoy this as part of my job. And then recently I saw in the papers that Daniel Radcliffe, he being the actor, as you probably know, who plays Harry Potter. Anyway, it seems this young lad has a very serious drinking problem, and he's only 23. It's quite ironic, really, since I do remember listening to the producers of Harry Potter saying that when casting the Harry Potter kids, they specifically wanted to meet their parents too. And when whittling it down to the last few faces, the producers insisted on spending time with the young children and their parents to see how balanced these families were. The kids would all have been about 12 maybe at the time. Apparently, the producers did recognise that the role that these kids were being cast in was very special, since you'd be effectively locked into a series of 5 or 6 movies. So they were very mindful to pick young actors whom they felt were very, very centred, very down-to-earth and very, very normal. Maybe that's the whole point of alcoholism, though. It's relentless prevalence. Like, maybe Daniel Radcliffe would have become an alcoholic anyway, even if he hadn't starred in the Harry Potter movies. As usual, I'm raising more questions than answers here, simply because I don't know if we are biologically predestined to become an alcoholic. Maybe it is in your DNA, or maybe it's a nature-nurture scenario, whereby only given a certain particular set of circumstances, combined with having the gene, will it then manifest itself? I don't know, and I wish I could tell you, but I can't. Not only was my father an alcoholic, but so too are two of my brothers back at home. My father is long dead now. He died as a result of a fall down a stairs one night when he was blind drunk. He hadn't yet reached his 50th birthday. Of my two brothers back at home, only one is dry, and ironically, he's the one who owns a pub. My youngest brother, despite rehab efforts, didn't sound particularly sober the last time I spoke to him on the phone, and I'm wondering now, if I knew more about the nature of his addiction, would it alter my attitudes towards him? Not that I've ever given him a hard time about his drinking. That'd be a waste of time, if you ask me. But I did recommend to his wife several times that she should leave him. None of my brothers and sisters would blame her if she did. Perhaps you've been in a similar situation in your life with someone in your family. I can't say that I'm very close to my brother, but then again, am I not very close to him because he's an alcoholic? Would we be better mates if he didn't have his drinking problem? Honestly, I don't know. But I might love him more. Family members are a bit like that sometimes, aren't they? Or is it just me? Am I being sentimental in viewing him as family, so therefore he's worthy of more love than perhaps, dare I say it, he deserves? I don't know. I'm all confused now. I'll be at home this summer, and maybe I should just try and sit down and have a chat with my kid brother. I've already lost one brother to cancer. I don't want to lose another to alcoholism. Have a lovely week, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye now.
That was commentator Brian O'Nunoin, who teaches second grade at Waller Elementary School in Bossier City. He also teaches a class called Ireland, Here I Come at LSUS, and a class called La Belle France at LSUS and Bossier Parish Community College. Brian takes groups on tour to Ireland and France in the summer. Contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org.